Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal. Hopefully all of you are fine and I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead with our interesting segments such as news, music, entertainment, and also Indonesian cultures. And now I would like to begin our program with the news. So please stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President expects Inacraft can increase international market penetration. 9,000 waste banks are built as commitments of Indonesian communities to maintain the environment. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the 21st International Handicraft Trade Inacraft exhibition at the Jakarta Convention Center on Wednesday. In his remarks, the President appreciated the improvement in the implementation of Inacraft, which continues to improve every year. These advancements include increasing production quality and capacity, as well as employment. Nevertheless, the President said that Indonesian handicraft only covered around 1.26% of the international market share. Therefore, President Joko Widodo encouraged the creative industries of Indonesia and micro, small and medium enterprises to continue to increase creativity and innovation in developing products on the international market. We must continue to be innovative, creative in opening the market and penetration of international market share with handicraft products. We are looking for non-traditional markets, as well as improving the quality of Indonesian products, since the international markets also like Indonesian brands. The 21st International Handicraft Trade Exhibition Inacraft in 2019 is held at the Jakarta Convention Center from April 24 to 28. This year, Inacraft accommodates 1,700 companies from all regions in Indonesia and occupies 1,400 exhibition stands. Some friendly countries such as Morocco, Japan, Poland, Pakistan, and Hong Kong win a life on the exhibition by displaying their craft products. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has instructed his cabinet ministers to increase capital expenditure and to cut spending on goods procurement in the 2020 state budget. Speaking in a plenary cabinet meeting held at Bogor Palace in West Java on Tuesday to discuss the indicative maximum budget for 2020, President Joko Widodo urged the ministers to increase capital expenditure in their respective ministries. The President praised the Public Works and Housing Ministry, which had significantly absorbed the funds allocated for its capital expenditure. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati previously explained that the 2018 state budget could not be used as a baseline in calculating spending on goods and service procurement, considering that funds had been allocated for one-off events such as the Asian Games, the Asian Para Games, and the annual meetings of International Monetary Fund, IMF, and World Bank Group. On the occasion of World Environment Day, which falls on June 5, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry will hold the 23rd Environment and Forestry Week on July 11 to 13. Lingkungan Bersih Bebas Sampah, or Clean Environment Free Waste, is the theme that will be raised at this year's Environment and Forestry Week. Head of Public Relations Bureau, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Jati Wicaksono, on Tuesday in Manggala Buana Bakti, Jakarta, said that the awareness of the Indonesian people about clean and healthy life, marked by the establishment of 9,000 waste banks throughout Indonesia.
Harapannya dengan Hari Lingkungan Hidup ini kan sudah
semakin
it is hope with the Environment Day, people and many parties will realize on the existence of waste banks. Students are now getting more active. 3 years ago, there were only 300 waste banks, but now more than 9,000 waste banks are available throughout Indonesia. Then the performance of the local government has increased considerably compared from last year.
Dalam pengelolaan sampah serta sudah mulai mengelola sampah tidak lagi open dumping yang itu yang dipersyaratkan di Undang-Undang 18 tahun 2008.
Jati Wicaksono added the activity in a series of events of the Clean Indonesia Movement, which had been launched recently in Jakarta. The activity that has been carried out since 1996 is a means of community development through campaigns and environmental education, which is aimed to increase public awareness on forest conservation aspect, environmental improvement, and increasing economic value. The European Union's plan to prohibit crude palm oil, CPO, as a raw material for biofuel will affect about 16 million people, including small oil palm plantations and laborers, according to the Indonesia Oil Palm Labor Union Network, Jabbusi. The organization's executive secretary, Nursanna Marpaung, further claimed that the European Union's policy could cause a large number of people to lose their jobs and trigger social and economic tensions in many parts of the country. The European Union's plan to phase out crude palm oil from biofuel by 2030 through the Delegated Act European Union Directive 2018/2001, a derivative of its Renewable Energy Directive 2 or RED 2. The bloc has argued that palm oil production had a high risk of causing deforestation. Indonesia, as the largest producer of the commodity, said the policy was discriminative because other vegetable oils that were produced in European Union countries and the United States are more excessive in land use. This news comes to you over the voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The government has set a higher GDP growth target for 2020 than 2019 after taking into account the higher aggregate demand outlook for consumer spending, exports, and investment. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said in Bogor, West Java on Tuesday that the government has set a higher economic growth target for 2020 than the target of 5.3% in 2019, while inflation was expected to hover between 2 and 4%, lower than 2019's expectation of between 3.5 and 4.5%. Sri Mulyani said the government had yet to decide on the rupiah exchange rate assumption against the US dollar for next year's budget in light of the dynamic factors that determine the rupiah's value. She said further details would become available when the government deliver its macroeconomic projection and draft fiscal policy to the House of Representatives later this month, with the government's final proposal expected to be delivered by Joko Widodo at the annual financial note address to the House in August. The Jakarta Composite Shares Price Index, IHSG, opened lower Wednesday, with the Indonesian Stock Exchange Index tumbling 2.56 points or 0.04% to 6,460.27 in the midst of an increase in global shares. This south-facing movement was also witnessed in the index of the 45 most liquid stocks, tumbling 0.51 points or 0.04% to 1,021.99. Chief researcher of Valbury Securitas, Alfianza, has projected the Jakarta Stock Exchange Index on Wednesday to be significantly buoyed by sentiments towards issuers' 2019 first quarter profit statements. On the external side, rising concerns over the spike in the global crude price is expected after the United States decided to not renew any waivers for importing Iranian oil when they expire on May the 2nd. Directorate General of Culture, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, in cooperation with Egyptian Embassy in Indonesia, held a Bordeaux exhibition with the theme Faces of Indonesia in the Eyes of Ambassador of Egypt at the Proclamation Museum Jakarta on Tuesday. The Egyptian Ambassador to Indonesia, Ahmed Amr, Ahmed Muawad, expressed his admiration. The faces of Indonesian people are powerful. It shows what have they seen in life and what they want to see in the future.
Because they are very nice people. They are nice at heart and nice in the features. So it's my pleasure to see their faces. And it's also my pleasure to capture a moment which I believe could have been one of the most nicest moments for me, to see their faces. And the expressions of these faces to me are very powerful. And it shows what they see in life and what they saw in life and what do they want to see in the rest of their lives.
On the same occasion, Director General of Culture of the Education and Culture Ministry, Hilman Farid, said that the Faces of Indonesia Putus exhibition is the first step of culture cooperation between the two countries. The event is also designed and hoped to increase Indonesia-Egypt relationships in the future. Well, listener, that's the news. Here is today's commentary on grief in Sri Lanka. I'm Dalapani. 5 weeks ago, a shocking attack took place at a place of worship in the Southern Hemisphere, New Zealand. Last Sunday, once again, the world was struck by bombings at another houses of worship and hotels in Colombo, the capital of Sri Lanka, and several other cities. The incident killed 321 people, including 38 foreigners. These attacks happened almost simultaneously with several people detonated suicide bombings. Authorities in Colombo accused the incident of being orchestrated by a local group claiming to be affiliated with a particular religion. But immediately, a statement of responsibility emerged from a group affiliated to ISIS. The police arrested at least 40 people after the incident. Investigators are still exploring whether there is a link between local terrorist groups and global networks. The party claiming responsibility for the attack stated it had something to do with what happened in New Zealand. Sri Lanka is a country that has experienced conflicts for more than 25 years. Civil war broke out between the Sri Lankan government and Tamil Tigers rebels who control the northeastern region of Sri Lanka. The rebellion ended in 2009. Sri Lankans then lived relatively without conflict, though there were some frictions between the Buddhist majority and Hindus and Muslims minority. The Sunday's attack was said to be indicated by foreign intelligence networks. But unfortunately, the information did not reach government policy holders because of the lack of harmony between President Maithripala Sirisena and Prime Minister Wickremesinghe. Hopefully, there will be no more incidents like these. The victims are civilians. It is not war, but slaughter. No belief or religion teaches such cruel deeds. Every country must be more vigilant in maintaining security, because this incident can occur anywhere in the world. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today in history. Today in history, what occurred on April 24? I'll begin with April 24, 1927, BCG vaccine is found. Dr. Albert Kalmit and researcher Camille Guerin managed to find a vaccine to treat tuberculosis, or TBC, the Bacillus Calmette-Guerin BCG vaccine. The research to find the vaccine began in 1906, when Guerin found resistant to lung disease associated with the presence of Bacillus tubercle virus and lives in the blood. After these two researchers managed to find the BCG vaccine, this vaccine was tested on babies in Paris. However, in 1930, the BCG vaccine program has caused a disaster with the deaths of a number of babies in Germany due to tuberculosis, precisely after they were given the vaccine. In 1950, University of Illinois in the United States was licensed to produce this vaccine and sell it in America. However, due to the strong opposition of the American public to the use of BCG vaccine, this vaccine is not used routinely. Turning to April 24, 1967, cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov dies in Soyuz 1. Soyuz 1 was part of a Soviet Union space program and was launched into orbit on April 23, 1967, carrying a cosmonaut Colonel Vladimir Komarov. He died when the plane crashed upon returning to Earth on April 24, 1967. The cause of the fall of Soyuz 1 was damage to the aircraft's braking system. As a result, the plane crashed on Earth, killing Komarov. I'll end today in history with Asia-Africa Day, is set on April 24 in 2015. The 60th Asia-Africa Summit took place in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java, April 19 to 24 in 2015. The conference agreed to establish April 24 as a day of Asia-Africa and Bandung as the capital city of ASEAN-African solidarity. The termination of April 24 was on the last day of the 1955 Asia-Africa Conference. While Bandung was chosen as the capital of ASEAN-African solidarity because it was venue of the first ASEAN-African Conference in 1955. That was today in history.
Rasakan hal sama karena setia. coming to catch you, babe, you better get ready. 180 miles an hour like I'm in a Maserati. You better let me know, cause I'ma be your Kobe. You can be my Shaq, we can bring your Toby back to the city. Girl, you're so pretty and I'm about to catch you with me. My love ain't Mimi, but I can be your Mickey. Be my Wonderland, I can be your one and only man.
Karena cinta bisa buat kita tak berdaya.
Do you love me? Do you love me now? Do you love me?
Listeners, you have just listened music from Run with title Ombak Asmara. Hopefully, all of you are enjoying listening that music. So you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. So don't go anywhere. Now I would like to give you next information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RI, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia for today is Gianyar Becomes World Craft City. There are approximately 70,000 small and medium enterprises in craft sector in Gianyar Regency, Bali. Recently, the Regency was named the World Craft City. The certificate which declares Gianyar as the World Craft City was directly given by President of World Craft Council of Asian Pacific Region, Gada Hiljawi Kudumi, and Chairman of the National Craft Council, Mufida Yusuf Kala, at Bali Agung Theatre Show Bali Safari and Marine Park on Monday. Deputy Regent of Gianyar Anak Agung Gede Mayun, in his press statement on Sunday, stated that currently Gianyar has been popular not only as international art and cultural heritage center, but also as the World Craft City. According to Mayun, the new identity of Gianyar will provide opportunities for Gianyar's craftsmen to expand their network with foreign craftsmen from various countries in a bid to support transactions and transfer of knowledge and technology. The predicate of being the World Craft City received by Gianyar Bali was the first predicate received by cities in Indonesia. Chairman of the Gianyar Craft Council, Ida Ayusurya Anyani Mahayastra, said that there are several criteria supporting Gianyar's achievement as the World Craft Center, namely Gianyar's success in developing craft industry and its contribution to empowering society to boost local economy. Adiani elaborated that the achievement proves the dedication of Gianyar government in collaboration with local craft council to support the development and preservation of Gianyar's craft industry. In addition, the stakeholders also contribute to developing Gianyar's craft by providing craft education, particularly for high school students. Moreover, the presence of creative and innovative artists in Gianyar also participated to encourage the development of local craft industry. Adianani pointed out that there are 7 criteria assessed from Gianyar's craft products, so that Gianyar won the achievement, namely authenticity, durability, originality, the potential of products to be marketed, eco-friendliness, international quality, and sustainability. By the end of 2018, around 70,000 small and medium craft industries in Gianyar absorbed almost 82,000 workers. The craft industry in Gianyar uses wood, gold, silver, and bamboo as their materials. That was My Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Meski di dalam hatiku.
That's the song entitled Menghilang, sung by Andir. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And I would like to give you a next segment. It is about Indonesian tourism and also local wisdom, what we call Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today you need to know that exploring Togian Island will be unforgettable. The main destination in Sulawesi Island will share its beauty in your adventure. Many people don't know that Central Sulawesi has many beautiful islands. Located in Tomini Bay, Togian Island has been officially named as National Park by the government in 2004. Let's begin with Togian Island, which is rich of coral reef as well as rare and protected sea reefs. There are four types of coral reef in Togian Island, namely fringing reef, barrier reef, patch reef, and atoll. Besides living creatures, Togian Island is also very beautiful. It is also very calm and far from noise. So, it can be a nice place for getaway or even honeymoon. The calm wave of Togian is also very appropriate for swimming and diving, or maybe one can stay at the coast and then enjoy the white sand and blue sea water. In Togian Islands, you can dive in Kadidiri Island, fish and explore the forest in Malenge Island, hike Mountain Kolo in Una-Una Island, and visit the Bajo people in Kabalutan. Getting into Togian Island is very easy if one start from Palu by plane and then continue to Tojo Una-Una, either by land or sea. About its nature, Togian Island is naturally rich since it was formed by volcanic activity, covered by fertile and thick greeneries, and surrounded by corals. The corals and coasts are home for sea animals, such as the green sea turtle, to lay their eggs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright listeners, you have just listened music from Club 80s with title Gejolak Kaum Muda. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Now I would like to give you next segment. It is about Indonesian tourism.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Or do you want to stay with me? Next is a conversation about Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Or do you want to stay with me? Joko just found out that Tony stays at a hotel. Therefore, Joko offered Tony to stay with him as long as Tony in Jogja.
Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku?
Oh, apakah tidak apa-apa?
Ya, aku senang kalau kamu tinggal di rumahku. Bagaimana?
Oke, kamu baik sekali. Terima kasih.
As usual, after the conversation, I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Do you want to stay at my house? Apakah tidak apa-apa? Apakah tidak apa-apa? In English, is it okay? Aku senang kalau kamu tinggal di rumahku. Aku senang kalau kamu tinggal di rumahku. In English, I'm glad if you stay with me. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? In English, how? Kamu baik sekali. Kamu baik sekali. In English, you are very kind. To offer someone to stay in your house, you can say, kamu mau tinggal di rumahku, kamu mau tinggal di rumahku, or in a complete sentence, apakah kamu mau tinggal di rumahku, apakah kamu mau tinggal di rumahku, which means, do you want to stay with me? If you accepting the offer, you can say, ya, saya mau, or baiklah, or tentu saja. But if you refuse the offer, you can say, maaf, tidak bisa. To politely refuse someone's offer, let's listen to an example as follows. Joko, kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku? Tony, saya mau, tetapi tidak bisa. Maaf sekali ya. Terima kasih. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kamu mau tinggal di rumahku?
Oh, apakah tidak apa-apa?
Ya, aku senang kalau kamu tinggal di rumahku. Bagaimana?
Oke, kamu baik sekali. Terima kasih.
Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, this edition has been helpful to those who want to know about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week for more interesting topics. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
kini ku gembira melangkah di udara. Papas membawa berita dari yang ku damba. Sepucuk surat yang wangi, warnanya pun merah hati. Bagai bingkisan pertama, tak sabar ku buka. Satu, dua, dan tiga.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you have just listened music from Vina with title Surat Cinta. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. If you want to know about Indonesian traditional music, now I present you Music Corner. Have nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listeners, we present you a song from Bali province titled Made Cenik. Madechenik is a traditional song which is usually taught to elementary school students at the lesson of regional language. It is a simple song that has quite deep meaning and it is relevant to various generations. The lyric states that if we are pessimistic and do not want to develop, we will be left behind. The song Madechenik reminds everyone to be a person who wants to improve him or herself in facing various challenges. Well, listener, here is the song Madechenik by Emoni Music Group. Happy listening.
Ning ning ceni mai de ma pelayanan di rurongnya. Ning ning ceni liu motor gruang gruang di margine. Kaden suba sebilang wai tutoren meme lan bapa apang tu sing cara madeceni lilek montor di bisanya lilek montor di bisanya montor badung kekianya montor badung kekianya gede bagai muat batu batu cina bais lantang cunguh bara bais lantang cunguh bara mangum mangum bang ijo dar mangum mangum bang ijo dar ijo dar mata tulup ha.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alkisah di sebuah kerajaan. Saat pagi menjelang, seorang pangeran yang tertidur dengan lelap. Tiba-tiba ia terbangun mendengar merdunya sayup-sayup alunan suara seruling dari seseorang yang memainkannya di luar sana.
Ano metangi mengilen mileng ratu. Ano metangi mengilen mileng dong pirengan bunyin sulingi dicabe. Dong pirengan bunyin sulingi dicabut.
Alright listeners, now it is the end of our togetherness for today's edition for English Language Program Broadcasting. I would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention and time to listen to our program. So please don't go anywhere and stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, our Twitter, at Voi Indonesia, and our email address, voi@voinews.id.